The broadcast at afterfm.com. Everybody, welcome to Smash It Back, Punk and Other Junk with Stephen Whitehead.
KGNU would like to send you on a festival and camping adventure. Everyone who makes a contribution between now and the end of our spring fun drive will be entered into two drawings for festival passes and camping to Telluride Bluegrass and Sonic Bloom. Make your gift to support media that matters and music that inspires at kgnu.org.
It's 11:01 here at KGNU, Boulder, Denver, AM 4 Collins. Time for Smash It Back. My name is Stephen Whitehead. I'm here in the studio with Dave Fuller tonight, bringing you some classic punk and other junk right up until midnight. It's the very beginning of our spring fun drive, and we're asking you to go to KGNU.org and pledge your support for KGNU, and more specifically for Smash It Back.
Did you almost say fall?
Almost said
fun
fall,
drive?
But it's actually the spring. And there's no time like the present. You can go to kgnu.org right now, click on donate, pick yourself out a cool gift, and then we'll thank you when we come back in about 15 minutes.
Sounds good to me.
kgnu.org. We're going to start off tonight with something from Rodney on the Rock. That's the compilation. This is Crowd with Right Time.
Hurry, hurry, I can't be late, but I know that I'll be there. 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
There we go. We got things working now.
There it is. I recognize that.
We got a lot of things to push here and to slide up and down. Things to stop.
A lot of buttons to push.
A lot of buttons to push to make this show work.
Knobs and sliders.
Hopefully we're going to make it work well. A lot of short songs in punk rock.
There are.
Especially the older stuff. In fact, we just wrapped up there with a track from Starvation Army that was 3 seconds long. I don't know if you caught that.
That's a quick one.
Yeah, it's called Fun. It was taken from a cool compilation called The New Hope, which is a bunch of bands, Ohio bands, back in the early 80s. And before that, we heard Too Much Fun from Battalion of Saints off of their Second Coming release. And we also heard a track called Have Fun by Gangrene. That was taken from their Can't Live Without It album, which you might have recognized that from This Is Boston, Not L.A., that soundtrack.
Yeah.
I mean, that compilation.
I remember that.
One of our favorites. And before that, we heard from Amen. That was a track called Drive. That was taken from Best of Death Punks. Kind of a compilation of, like, greatest hits type thing from Amen. Mm-hmm. And some kind of language, iffy language in there, but I'd like to point out that in one part where he's saying over and over, watch it fall, that's what he's saying.
Yeah, I was curious about that.
Yeah, we go to great lengths here to protect you from the bad words could be on the radio.
Yeah.
Because they shouldn't be on the radio. And before that, we heard from the Donnas with Friday Fun.
That was a great tune.
Yeah, kind of jangly.
I'm a sucker for female singer punk bands. I think one of us should do a special with all female vocalists.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about the special theme thing, and I got kind of a theme going for this first set you might check out. But then I realized I was looking back over the last spring, I think it was, or maybe it was last fall when you and I were on, and actually did an all-female show then.
Oh.
Which I'd kind of forgotten about.
Yeah. I'd forgotten about that, too.
There's definitely plenty out there.
There is. There's some good stuff.
But the theme here, so we heard Buzz Bomb from the Dead Kennedys before the Donnas, and started off with the Crowd, or just Crowd, and the track Right Time, because it's the right time to pledge, kgnu.org. You can do that while we're talking right now.
Yeah, get on your computer, kgnu.org.
Yeah, you can probably even do it on your phone if you have one of those new phones.
Yeah, don't need a computer. Pledge your support. $60 will get you some nice premiums, some thank you gifts.
Yeah.
We've got...
it is the spring fund drive. And we're talking about media that matters and music that inspires. And something I like about the fund drive is that it kind of sounds like fun drive.
Uh-huh.
In addition to fund drive. And that's kind of what I put together for that first set, in case you didn't pick it out. A lot of songs about fun. And a couple songs about driving.
Yeah.
Get it? Fun.
Fun driving. I got that.
And even the Donnas are in there with Friday Fun. So it kind of brings up Friday, which it is tonight and every night that we play Smash It Back here, KGNU.
You got the big boys lined up later with Fun, Fun, Fun?
Yeah, I do have some big boys, actually, but a different track.
Okay.
You have to stick around.
I'll stick around.
So, what kind of premiums are you talking about over there?
Well... At the we've got a lot of tickets actually for the $60 level. We've got the Frights. They're a punk band out of San Diego, I think, a newish band, and kind of surf punk band. That's at the Bluebird on the 7th. That's for the $60 level, and then there's two shows on the 7th. Oh, it's April 7th. Yeah, so it's at the Frights is at the Bluebird. And then on the 7th at the Gothic Theater is Leftover Crack. and the Casualties.
Yeah.
That's a good name.
Yeah, Left Before Crack is a good one. I remember playing them on Sleepless Nights, I think, years ago.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I'd never heard of them before I saw that album. It's pretty good.
So I just looked up the Casualties. I've never heard either one of them, but the Casualties, they look like they're straight out of England in the 1980s with spiky hair and leather jackets. And
nice. GBH style?
Yeah, totally. Boyish. So that should be good. And then
Well, we got Ministry coming up. KMFDM, Gothic.
Yep, Ministry is on the...
That's not until July.
July 7th.
But you can get
5th.
All these tickets just by going to kgnu.org and pledging your support. You can renew your membership there. You can kick in a dollar or two extra on your solar membership. That's where you have a little agreement with your bank and KGNU, and they have $5 a month taken out. That's the basic membership, $60 a year. Or you can have $7 taken out a month. Or you could have $10 taken out a month if you can afford $10 a month. What is that, like 30 cents a day?
Yeah, it's not much at all.
It's definitely worth it for KGNU. I know I love pledging here at KGNU, and one thing I like to get are the T-shirts. There's a lot of cool T-shirts that we have to offer. And in the past, they would run out, and you could only get like one or two different versions every year. But I went in this last fall, and Verity, I think, is the one that lined all those up. She took me into the next room, and there were about 200 T-shirts. Every single style is stocked with every size. So if you've been waiting to get a T-shirt that you haven't picked up in the past, go to KGNU.org and pledge $88.50 right now.
Yeah, I was just looking at the T-shirts, and they're definitely worth your money. There's a really cool Eclipse T-shirt, and then Dusty Grooves.
Yeah.
I think those are my two favorite ones. Those are great. I don't know who did the
Reggae
the
Bloodlines
design.
Is awesome. The Big Lion.
Yep.
Dub Palace is sweet. Awesome show, of course, too. Sunday nights, 10 to midnight.
Yep. They've all got the KGNU symbol on the side, on the sleeve, and then, nice looking T-shirts.
Yep. So go to KGNU.org. We're going to keep some music going right now. Hopefully the money will be rolling in while we listen to Fang. KGNU.org. Smash it back.
We'll be right back. song's dedicated to Tim Yohannan. It's his favorite song. He's saving it. It's going to be a gold. It's a gem. It's called My Money or My Car.
Remember, I'll give her up with all the rest. Pictures of the Queen will cost you £5.
Alright, a little Sonic Youth there in the background. Keep us going.
Keep us afloat.
Just wrapped up the last set with the Cigarettes, band out of the UK back in 1979. All We Want Is Your Money.
That sounded like some classic punk right there.
Yeah. They're kind of talking about how punk's just trying to get your money. They got t-shirts, jewelry, pins you can put on your lapel.
I like it.
Yeah, just like we were talking about the cool t-shirts you can get by going to KGNU.org and pledging your support for KGNU and Smash It Back.
Pledge your support right now. 88.5 will get you those t-shirts. 88.5 will get you some tickets.
Ministry.
Yep, some tickets to Ministry and some other bands. But we've got these books also we're giving away. I want to give a shout-out to Dave Ashton, who interviewed the author on Thursday's Metro, and you can head over to kgnu.org after you pledge your support and go to kgnu.org/Metro, I think that's what it is, and do a search for the Metro Show. Dave interviewed the author Bob Rob Medina about this book, Den Void and the Cowtown Punks, and his second book, which just came out, which is called Colorado Crew. And they're both books are all about the Denver punk rock scene in the early to mid 80s, late 80s. I think the second book goes into even the early 90s, but it sounds like a fascinating book. I've kind of poked around looking at the first book, but I've never owned it. But after hearing that interview, it's on my list. So for $60, that can be yours.
Aren't you looking for some Colorado bands next week?
Thanks for the reminder.
Yeah.
My upcoming spring fun drive show is going to have a Colorado band special, all Colorado bands, all Colorado punk bands. And I was thinking about this earlier, you know, all the punk bands that I know of in Colorado are from the Front Range, anywhere from Fort Collins to pretty much Denver. I don't know of any punk bands from Pueblo or
Flagler.
Not Flagler and not Grand Junction and not Durango, but maybe there are some out there. I don't know.
Yeah, you could probably find out in Denverwood and the Cowtown Punks.
Possibly. But I think that book focuses on Front Range bands, so Denver mostly, Boulder. But anyway, yeah, pledge your support now. And as always, I always like to ask for a phone call. We're not taking phone pledges right now, but give us a call and tell us what you like about KGNU and what you like especially about Smash It Back, classic punk and other junk.
Yeah, or what you don't like, what you want us to change around.
Yeah.
You know, we can take it.
Maybe you'd like to hear some metal on Smash It Back.
Yeah, that kind of falls in the other junk category.
We could do that.
I think Ann Cantillo opened up the show last week with some Judas Priest.
Oh, really?
So there you have it.
That's
awesome.
If you're
looking for metal, go to afterfm.com and look up Smash It Back under the shows, and you can find all the Smash It Back shows there, as well as like all the other shows that are produced here at KGNU.
Everything's archived.
Hey, before the cigarettes, we heard from a band called Slander out of Canada. That was from 1981. That was a track called I'm a Believer. I think that's a Monkees cover or something from that era. And before that, we heard the Big Boys, the aforementioned Big Boys that Dave was talking about. But instead of Fun, 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 we heard We Got Your Money. It was taken from Lullabies Help the Brain Grow back in 83. Also heard track off the Eastern Front Volume 2. Cool compilations, Eastern Front and Eastern Front Volume 2. That was a band called Free Beer. I like how the guy shouts out Tim Yohannan from Maximum Rock and Roll.
That's right.
One of the early writers. I don't know, he could still be writing for them. I think that magazine's still kind of going.
I think it could be.
And I remember that someone was saying back in the day when we were reading that, when we were like 13 or something, Tim Yohannan said, you know, my musical taste is like your taste in, I don't know, anything with a hole. It's basically what he said. So he likes all types of music, you know, because a record has a hole in the center. So does a CD.
Yeah.
That was before CDs were even out. And he also sounded a lot like Tom Peters, the Beat Bookshop proprietor.
Oh, yeah.
Who was kind of a Boulder figure. Yeah.
Yeah. Legendary Boulder.
And when we saw Negative Approach in Denver a few years ago, Tom jumped up and introduced the band. I'm not sure he was really supposed to, but he did.
I think he was maybe from Detroit.
Oh, yeah.
I think Tom Peters was.
That's how he took it upon himself.
Maybe he knew. I don't know.
Yeah. Before that, we heard from Foreskin 500. It was an edited version of Muff Driver. And those guys are kind of related to the Warlock Pinchers. I don't know if you got any of those guys planned in your show next week.
Yeah, I'll have to line some up. But, I think one member is from Warlock Pinchers.
And also started off with Fang, and the money will roll right in. So let's roll the money right in. It looks like we do have a pledge. I'll announce that in the next break, which will be right before the top of the hour. We got Sleepless Nights coming up with DJ Marlowe. Stick around for that in 15 minutes, but right now we're going to continue on with an awesome band out of Germany called Pack. Don't have to. KGNU.
Yeah.
11:54 here, KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Wrapping up that set with a band called Red Squares with a track called Time Change. That's going out for the time change that's happening tomorrow. Set your clocks ahead, 2 in the morning.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Tomorrow night. You can wake up Sunday 1 hour less slept.
Wow. I thought that was like 3 weeks away.
I know. So that's why I played it. It's a public service announcement. The type of stuff you hear from KGNU here keeps you informed.
Yeah.
Before that, we heard No Fun from Teen Idols, and Time Has Come Today from Angry Samoans. It's a Chambers Brothers tune. It's like 9 minutes long. They do it in 2 minutes.
Two great bands right there.
And
I drink milk.
Time Has Come Today to pledge, KGNU.org. And we'd like to thank an anonymous donor who called in, or went to KGNU.org, actually. She said she's pledging just to help keep the lights on here at KGNU, which is really what it comes down to.
That's right. Keep the lasers tuned and the CD player and the turntable spinning. Keep the belt drive in check.
Yeah, and the needles sharp.
Yeah, exactly.
KGNU.org. You can go there. You can find some cool tickets. You can find some cool T-shirts. You can just be a member of KGNU, which is awesome. And we got some type of a raffle tech thing going off, so you can win tickets to a bunch of festivals. But that's all kind of just secondary. It's gravy,
yeah,
as my UPS driver says. Really, the main thing is that you're supporting KGNU, your community radio station. And we'd also like to thank Forrest, who actually pledged earlier on in the show. I kind of overlooked it.
Thank you, Forrest.
Thanks, Forrest. He says he's been pledging since he was born.
Yeah.
And Smash It Back's his favorite show.
Yeah, he pledges a lot.
Yeah, like pretty much every spring.
Yeah. Thank you, Forrest.
Thanks a lot. All right, we're going to go out here with the Dead Boys. This is Calling On You, as we are right now. Stay tuned for Sleepless Nights coming up at midnight. KGNU.org. Pledge your support.
Welcome to Sleepless Nights on KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.